Incumbent Bernard Parks declared victory against Faresi Hogan Rolls, but he may have spoken too soon. According to the unofficial results posted late Tuesday night, the former police chief was re-elected with 50.89% of the vote, but those numbers don't include the thousands of mail-in and provisional ballots. Outsider candidate Hogan Rolls is now refusing to concede the race until all the votes are counted. Maria Garcia with the city clerk's office says the margin between the two candidates is 1,100 votes, and at this point, every vote counts.
With a margin as close as Parks and Hogan Rolls currently have, the race can swing either way.
The District 8 City Council election has been one of the more high-profile races on the ballot this year. It was also the most expensive. Los Angeles public employee unions put their muscle and money behind Hogan Rolls in an attempt to unseat Councilmember Parks. Parks calls the L.A. labor unions bullies, and he sees his showing on Tuesday as a sign to keep fighting.
As long as the unions or any special interest believes that they can intimidate or bully or cause people to do what they want and spend that money, you're going to have those that are intimidated by it.
Hogan Rolls couldn't be reached for comment today, but she told me earlier this week that she sees the donations as representing the support of working families in the district who want to see change. Robert Stern is the president of the Center for Governmental Studies. He says the District 8 race has upped the tension between labor unions and city council.
The unions may not have defeated Parks, but they certainly sent a signal that if you cross them, they're going to go after you. And so my guess is that other council members who are not leaning towards the union way might have second thoughts because they see how much money the unions spent. On the other hand, he won. In a sense, they say if you go after the king, be sure you kill him.
The city clerk says it may be months before the final results are in. Stephanie Frischberg, Annenberg Radio News.